I am joined in the station this morning with Gwen Souser and Suzanne V.A. Smith. Good morning.
Good morning, Joni.
How are you guys today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Doing just fine. Now that I've changed my socks and changed my pants after getting sopping wet on the morning walk.
Oh my goodness, it was a downpour this morning, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Atmospheric river.
Yeah.
So what's going on today?
Well, I have the great pleasure of having Gwen Souser here. Mm-hmm. She is representing the Clequan Community Garden. And this summer I was able to go up a few times and I just find Clequan so fascinating and so rich mm-hmm. in opportunities and things going on. And this summer when I went up there, what caught my eye, I always stopped by the Chilkat Indian Village Garden and I saw these amazing big pumpkins. I was like, oh my God.
You're kidding me. Outside?
No, outside.
Holy moly.
Outside. So I thought, oh, I have to interview these ladies. And then I went around the corner and I realized they've expanded the garden. And then I found a greenhouse mm-hmm. not too far. So Gwen is one of the, how many ladies are there? Four or five?
Seven.
Seven. Okay. Mm-hmm. Seven ladies primarily work on it. And Gwen is one of them. And so I just wanted to ask Gwen a few questions about the garden this year. So can you tell me who has been involved
sure.
with the garden?
Sure. It was originally started by Lonnie Hotch. And this year, our lead gardener was Sandrine Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Mandy Ramsey,
mm-hmm.
Nancy Keene, Justina Hotch, and Carrie Johnson came in from time to time.
Good.
And she was brought in through search.
Oh, great.
And so it was rare, though, when all of us would be there at a time, you know, schedules.
Right.
And but it was a really great group of people.
Good. And you also had Lily out there, too.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that's what I
thought. Lily Joe, and then my two boys would come out at times,
good.
Too. Yeah,
well,
Jaden and Eli.
Great. That's wonderful. I've really noticed in the last couple of years that garden has expanded quite a bit, both the outside area and then, of course, there's a large greenhouse. What did you grow this year? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you grew an awful lot of things, but let's start with the outside in the area around the Chilkat Indian Village offices.
Okay.
What was out there?
We did a variety of different cabbages, tons of kale, a lot of potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
There were Tlingit potatoes, Yukon Golds, red mm-hmm. potatoes. And we did two different plots there. There was one at the offices there and then uh-huh. one down by the river.
Oh,
and so that was really cool to see how they grew differently. The ones by the river were just like bubbling out of the ground. They were just huge.
Was that just right across from the offices?
It was actually down by Jones and Lonnie's house.
Okay.
They had a big plaid and Henry,
okay,
Lonnie's brother, came
sure.
and set it all up and uh-huh. we planted the potatoes out there.
Uh-huh.
And we did the cucumbers were in the greenhouse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Swiss chard, beets, broccoli, celery, which did pretty well, asparagus, onions.
Asparagus mm-hmm. inside or where?
Outside.
Outside?
Mm-hmm.
And how old is that bed?
It's several years old, I think.
Okay, so
this was my first year in the garden up there.
So you're already picking asparagus.
You could. We kind of just let it keep going, though.
Oh, okay.
And bok choy,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So what was the difference between the plat right on the river and the garden area by the offices? Was
sure.
there a big difference?
There was. The ones right by the offices, they were kind of your average size potato. You know, they turned out great too.
Right.
And then the ones down by the river, well, the school kids came and did the ones over by the offices.
Okay.
And, you know, the gardeners and my kids, we were all there, and Lily Joe.
Right.
And then we went down to the river, and the school kids had gone on, and my kids were just like, oh, my gosh, look at these potatoes. You know, they were huge.
Really?
And so I think even just being that much closer to the river, you know, there's so many nutrients overall up there.
Yeah.
And just being closer,
yeah.
There's that much more.
Yeah. Now, were the gardens fenced at all?
Mm-hmm. The community garden next to the tribal office mm-hmm. was fenced in.
Right.
There isn't any electric.
Right, yeah.
And,
I noticed that.
There seems to not be
a problem.
Yeah.
And what about the one by the river? Was that fenced at all?
It wasn't. It was yeah. just the potatoes.
Yeah. Okay. So. Oh, that is so fascinating. Well, what did you grow this year that you found really didn't do well? Was there mm-hmm. anything?
This year, the onions,
yeah,
they didn't seem very big to me because yeah. I've seen the produce from the garden in past years.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, I mean, they were, you could definitely cut them up and eat them, but yeah. they weren't huge by any means.
Yeah.
The other thing that we really didn't get much of was like the eggplants.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that was in the greenhouse, you know.
Yeah. But even in the greenhouse, it didn't do that well?
They didn't, and I suspect we got those ones in a little bit late.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, did you start those from seeds in the greenhouse or in somebody's warm place?
Lonnie Hotch started all of these seeds, and I visited her house at one point in the spring, and it was just like this amazing greenhouse going on in the house, you know, but the plants were just huge and thriving.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, she planted them. And then one day I was up there with Jamie and Jason Campbell, who were visiting, mm-hmm. and we helped to repot them into larger plants. Mm-hmm. But overall, that was Lonnie.
Yeah. yeah. So do you know when she actually started things? Does she start things as early as March or April? Or
I feel like it was pretty early. It was probably right around there.
Okay. And did she have lights on them? Do you know?
I feel like they were mostly just in the window.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. That's wonderful. Well, since the garden is really pretty large, tell me what you do with all the produce that you mm-hmm. get.
So one of the ideas behind the garden is like food sovereignty. And I think one thing I've noticed since, you know, I had moved away and I came back.
Yeah.
Was how, you know, people hold each other up. Mm-hmm. And one of the ideas here was to help the community mm-hmm. to have access to fresh vegetables mm-hmm. and produce. Mm-hmm. And so basically, we go up there 2 days a week. One day is working in the garden, mm-hmm. and the second day is gathering the harvest.
Okay.
And we have a big harvest giveaway day.
Okay.
And it's just a lot of fun, you know, like people will come, and we have like a variety of all the different things out that's ready. And
okay. So do you set up a table?
Yeah, we set it up. Yeah. And also, you know, sometimes elders just can't make it.
Right.
And so we'll bag things up, mm-hmm. and someone will go and deliver it.
Great.
And then other things that we do with the vegetables is, you know, showing people different ways how to use kale, you
yeah.
know, like.
Yeah, that's always a big one.
And so, like, Mandy made this amazing pesto, you know, uh-huh. and then we did, like, you can do, like, the kale chips uh-huh. or soups,
sure.
you know, just
yeah.
different things to give yeah. people ideas on.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
this good? Is
yeah.
it bad? You know?
And do people ever pay for any of the crops?
Well, it's for the community, and yeah. so this is all just to help each other out.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah,
yeah, so that's pretty
that's
cool.
That's wonderful. Does the school ever take any, or
yeah,
they do?
Yeah, so I know at the end of the harvest season this year, uh-huh. Lonnie brought a bunch up to the school,
okay.
and they were able to incorporate it into the lunch program.
Good, good. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I know you yourself don't live in Clutch One. Mm-hmm. You live out Mud Bay
yeah.
near Letnikoff. And you garden there as well. Just from a personal standpoint, why do you garden up in Clutch One?
Right. It's a long distance, right?
It is, yeah.
For a variety of reasons,
okay.
you know. Just have a lot of friends up there and also family connections.
Okay.
And so Clutch One's always just been a part of my life.
Yeah.
But I feel like more so in the last couple of years coming back, realizing just how special
yeah.
it is. And so going up, also Lonnie had asked if I would be interested in helping out this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely jumped on that because we bought a house out, Letnikoff. Mm-hmm. Has huge gardens. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to learn how to garden for myself, too,
okay.
You know?
Yeah, and working with other gardeners.
Mm-hmm. It's taught me a lot this summer. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Do you notice a huge difference between what you can grow in your Letnikoff garden versus the Kluckwan?
Yeah.
Is it more challenging out Letnikoff?
It is. Yeah. Where I'm located, we have a lot of trees. Uh-huh. And so I don't get as much sunlight.
Sure.
And also Kluckwan's just warmer than in town.
Yeah.
And so I have raised beds.
Okay.
And so I did like cucumbers and tomatoes as well. But, you know, I didn't get anything near like what Kluckwan did. I got a couple little tomatoes. But my other things in the garden did decently. Mm-hmm. You know, I actually grew a couple pumpkins myself.
Okay.
But they did not look like Kluckwan's pumpkins.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
How big were Kluckwan's pumpkins?
Oh.
No way. Big enough for a jack-o'-lantern?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It was pretty amazing. Yeah. It was fun because it was like, I think they were planted more for a, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
And no one expected, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But one of our favorite things this year was the pumpkins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And partly because, you know, people go by and no one expects to see pumpkins.
I know.
Everybody smiles,
you know? Yeah.
Kids, adults, it doesn't matter. And so it just kind of brought a lot of joy, those pumpkins.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody stops and smiles. I mean, I went up to see the garden, but then I was like, oh my gosh, there are these bright orange, healthy, big pumpkins. I thought I was seeing things. So,
well, I see a fundraiser, a pumpkin patch where people.
I know, I was envisioning that too. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. One of my, nothing was really fenced with electric or anything like
Not
that?
Not electric, but there's a fence around it. Yeah.
And up there this summer, there were never any problems with bears like rooting in the carrots or anything like that.
There was only one day where something had gone through, and I'm pretty sure it was a dog because you could see these little tracks going through.
Yeah.
And so we looked around the fence line and we found like where a part of it just kind of had a little bit of a hole.
Yeah.
And so we covered that up and never had an issue again.
Yeah.
But other than that, we never had any bears going through it.
Do you know in the past if there's ever been bear problems up there with the garden?
I haven't been told of any.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of any at all.
It's just really interesting. I wonder if it's because it's so close to the river, and if the fish runs are good, the bears are satisfied with what they have and they don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a good question.
Okay. Now, on the other hand, out in Mud Bay, Letnikoff, mm-hmm. do you have any problems out there? Have you had that you know of?
I haven't had any problems in my garden. It has a big fence as well.
Okay.
The only thing electrified in my garden are ducks.
Okay.
But I haven't had issues with the bears climbing up and over.
Yeah.
But it's a taller fence.
And that brings one more question. Has the Kluckwan Community Garden and you ladies who run it, have you ever considered like keeping ducks or chickens up there, or is that just a whole different?
I haven't heard anybody bring that one up.
Yeah.
But I know Justina Hotch has some chickens up there.
Okay.
And do you still have the storage unit to store your produce? And
yeah, there's a root cellar up there.
A root cellar, okay. Mm-hmm.
And is that in the CIA building?
This one's CIV.
CIV,
but it's,
sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's right next to it.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a big, if you look behind the garden, there's this big, it looks like a little hill.
Oh.
And it's hidden back there.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, gosh, you know, thank you so much. It's so interesting to see things thrive and develop. And boy, the garden up there is just fantastic. And I am so thankful that you all let me come up and visit and talk to you, and I'm still trying to figure out what is the name of the marigolds that you grow inside that are they smell so good. Were they like tangerine?
Yes,
marigolds?
I think so. And they were just really tall. And
every
time we'd go in there, we'd all run our hands over and just fill the place with scent.
It is beautiful. I'm going to plant some of those this year. So
thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you so much. It's been very interesting. Pumpkins, imagine that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.